Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Now, in a salute to Tiger fans everywhere, it's the song that shakes the Southland. Tiger Rag!
An ass kisser you are. 9 rejoin week. Gotta play the rag. You on it. You on it this morning, the national tonight.
Yeah, man.
The natty.
Yeah, the Ingles College Football Kickoff Show with me and Fat Boy and Mark Ryan from ESPN Upstate. Ingles on Highway 8 in Easley. 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Hell yeah. West End. Last one.
That's the last one. That's right.
Aww.
Till September.
Mm-hmm. Some of you, I guess.
In an hour, we'll be talking to a P1 down in New Orleans, live from the streets of New Orleans. Might be on Beale Street. Beale Street.
That's in Memphis.
Oh, is it? No, what is the one in?
Bourbon.
Bourbon Street?
Yeah.
Liquor Road.
If he's on Beale Street, he got real drunk.
Oh, boy.
Wikipedia says they both smell like urine.
Oh, boy.
Right there it does.
One smell like barbecue.
Yeah. Okay.
You wound up 400 miles away in Memphis. That'd be funny as hell.
Friday, we did our Pigskin Picks postseason edition. What the hell's going on in Austin? Postseason edition. This is all cumulative standings that will lead to super punishment.
The people in Austin wound up 500 miles away.
Super punishment.
super punishment.
I try
punishment.
To say it enough that well, Fat Boy will catch a hint and play the soundbite of me doing it with echoes and stuff.
I wish we had it like the Jimmy Superfly Snuka music. Like super punishment.
Super punishment.
I got to remember what folder it's in.
Well...
Super punishment. Oh, wasn't it worth it, though?
It was. I love it. Get you in the mood.
Super punishment.
For doomsday.
Okay. Now.
Super punishment. Just give me the finger next time you want it.
All right. What about double?
Two of them.
Yeah, this is the biggest week to make some moves. Because we had 6 games. So we got 1 tonight.
Yeah, we do.
The Natty.
Yep. Maybe I was playing Tiger Rag, to, you know, because I need Clemson to win real bad now.
Well, if you forgot about, you know, this 5.5 points, LSU's favored.
Yeah.
And Matt was the only one that took the LSU. The rest of us took Clemson.
Uh-oh. Yeah. So I need Clemson to cover 5.5 real bad now, huh?
Just trying to make a bold move, you know.
I'm one made bold moves.
Well, here's a question for you. Well, yeah, I'll say he's a buddy of mine. A buddy of mine is all, he's having a viewing party tonight and invited me to go. And I'm like, no, on a school night? Are you crazy? I'll be in bed when the thing starts.
I'm going to fall asleep during the first quarter. What are you talking about?
Not buddies anymore.
But he's not a fan of either team. And I said, well, who will you root? Will you go SEC, you know, or will you go Clemson because they're from South Carolina or whatever? He's like, no, I'm not pulling for either one of them. And I'm how do you emotionally invest in watching a sporting event without caring who wins? Like, when you watch every game that you watch, Fatboy 9, do you sit there and have any kind of inclination on pulling for one side or the other?
Usually some kind of preference.
You have to, right? Yeah. I don't get that.
Of course.
He's just looking for a reason to drink and have people at his house and show off his new floors.
Yeah, he is.
That's what it is. We started with the FCS game, the football championship, subdivision championship. North Dakota State beat James Madison 28-20. Paige was the only one that took James Madison.
Boy, that was a poor decision.
We all went Bison.
Bison.
So she took a loss. NFL. Oh. In one of the most boring games of the weekend. 49ers beat Vikings. 27-10. Nine. He took Vikings. Everybody else took Niners.
Yeah, I expected Kirk Cousins to do that stuff he does where he plays like he's better than he is, but he didn't. They just didn't.
They look good for a quarter.
The Niners are good, though, man. They're real good. I don't see anybody in NFC getting past them.
You look good on this one.
Look great on this one. Look like a damn genius on this one.
And the shocker of the weekend of the season. Titans beat the Ravens 28-12. Ravens were favored by 10. Nine was the only one to pick the Titans.
Good job, Nine.
Thank you.
Well, you talk about a different team that just completely fell apart. 2 weeks, man. They had 2 weeks off. That's a killer.
How did you know that? What were your thoughts on that? Jimmy, Jack, Jackie.
The Titans have gotten progressively better. They're better than their record indicates because Tannehill wasn't starting the whole year. Since he's come in, he's been great, and he's gotten better, and they've gotten better, and their defense has gotten better, and they have a power running game. And defense and a power running game has always been the key to success in football playoffs. It just has always been that way, and it will always be that way. If you can play defense and you got a power running game as opposed to a finesse running game like Baltimore does, you'll beat some people. Wear him out.
Is that true what he's saying, Fat Boy?
Yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry for the Titans, he's the season leader in yards.
People can't tackle.
Why didn't you pick them then?
They're the best second half team in the NFL as far as yardage and points.
Yeah.
But Baltimore is 14-2, best team in the league all year.
Been the best from start to finish.
I thought
the
they
best.
Poured it on.
Yeah.
They didn't pour nothing on. They sucked the whole game.
It all leads to super punishment.
Oh, boy.
Super punishment.
Off to yesterday's game. Texans and the Chiefs.
I looked like a genius 15 minutes on this.
No, you did well.
They were up 24-0 after the first quarter.
How you go up 24-0 and lose by 20? You get O'Brien is your coach. There's no other explanation.
I got some home video to show you from Wade Hampton.
Couldn't
Chiefs,
be that bad.
Well, Chiefs woke up. 51-31 they covered. The 9.5. Nine picked the Texans.
You know what screwed the game up for Houston? Was when they kicked the field goal on 4th and inches from the 12, and then they turned right around and went for it on 4th and 3 from their own 30. Yeah, that screwed the whole game up.
That where they used 2 timeouts right there?
Yeah, yeah. And O'Brien said that when he called the timeout on 4th and inches, he didn't have a play he liked. On 4th, quarterback sneak, dude.
But Chen O'Brien didn't have a play he liked.
Didn't have a play he liked because he's dumb.
You got one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
But he's not a good coach.
I'll say what everybody else is going to say. How you ain't finna go and sneak it? Seahawks and Packers.
Read my mind.
Quarterback sneak. Yesterday
night, Packers favored by 4. They won by 5, 28-23.
Man, Russell almost did it for me.
He almost. Nine picked the Seahawks. We all went go, Pack, go.
Almost got it.
For the week.
Oh, man.
I don't know if anybody's been keeping up.
Yeah.
Okay. I almost went 3-1 on those, but instead I went 1-3.
Is it correct that you and I, Fat Boy, tied for the win?
We did at 4-1.
Yeah.
Good job, man. You recovered.
Paige is in second place at 3-2, and Nine's 2-3.
Yeah.
Oh, it's getting close, huh?
We got it. You want me to give you a look ahead?
But after tonight, I'll be 3-3, and Matt will be 4-2.
Well, if Clemson covers tonight, it makes it interesting. It'll be between a couple of us.
Yeah.
If LSU covers, we already got a loser.
Yeah.
The super punishment.
Yeah.
And LSU's favored by 5.5. If LSU covers tonight, God, I hope they don't. I hope Clemson wins.
I do too, man, because if LSU covers, I lose.
We wouldn't even have to pick. Well,
if LSU covers the game, Nine will already lose super punishment? Yeah. How?
Unless I just win everything, including the score of the Super Bowl, then I'm and somebody else loses them all.
Well, let's not remind everybody of that. Let's have them all sitting there watching the big game, wondering, oh God, what's going to happen? Who's going to lose?
But what are the odds that I pick the opposite of everybody in every game and that wins? So yeah, if LSU covers, I lost.
Yeah, but if Clemson covers, which they will, it comes down to a couple of you, and next week's huge.
If you're not a Clemson fan, are you pulling for Clemson to win this thing, or are you pulling for Coach O to finally get him one?
If you're a Gamecocks fan, you're pulling for LSU.
Not true.
Because that's what most of you guys do.
I'm pulling for Clemson just because it's the state.
You're pulling for LSU because you picked them, and you can not have to worry about losing if they cover.
No. I think the odds are that LSU will have more fight in their, Which, by the way, what is the guy's name? Is he a big lineman for Clemson? He has a lady's name. No offense. He has a lady's name, and he was wearing the blonde wig, trying to make all the reporters think he was Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, that was Simpson.
His name is Simpson?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not who I'm thinking about. Got a girl's name. It's like Jennifer or something, but it's a football player for Clemson. Julia.
Oh,
Julia. What's the guy's name, Julia? Did I dream this? I swear I remembered seeing that on the news.
I don't know, man.
He's a big black lineman that plays for Clemson, and he had on a blonde wig pretending to be Trevor Lawrence at the presser.
That was Simpson.
I could have swore his name was Julia.
It might be a nickname I don't know about.
Well, that's what it said on the screen.
You should know the names like Travis Lawrence, his quarterback.
Trevor.
I know that.
Yeah, I'm looking now to see who they got that fits that description. The only one with like a sort of feminine name I can think of is Lynn J. Dixon.
Well, just Google who wore the blonde wig.
I want to look at the roster instead. Some of these guys I don't know that well. Brian Dawkins Jr.
One game, man. It's coming down to the one game.
Oh, yeah, you're right. John Simpson. Why did I think his name was Julia? Maybe that was the reporter's name interviewing him.
We're dreaming it.
Did you see, though, the pictures of him wearing the blonde wig?
No.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
That's funny.
Look at him. He's great.
Oh, it is funny.
That was media days, preseason.
Oh, was?
Yeah.
Well, God bless it. I got to quit taping the news and watching it 6 months later.
Dabo's kid looks just like him, man.
Which one?
Will?
Drew kind of looks like him, too, a little.
Will Swinney?
Maybe Drew looks more like his mama.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just looking at headshots.
All right. It's best kind.
All right, that is that will all lead to the big shebang, the biggest one of them all. Of course, I'm talking about pointing at you. I'm pointing.
Oh, I had the mail over.
Punishment. We got to figure out something with that. How long we been on the radio? Let's try it again. You know, that Sunday night game, the big one in there.
Super
I wasn't
punishment.
Pointing at you yet.
Y'all having problems.
The end of the NFL season, it will all lead to...
Super punishment.
Yeah, that's good. That's real good. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about some more stuff. Yeah, that was. You know what? When I get things wrong, don't be such a jerk about it. People texting in. I admitted. I said it. At least I remembered.
Yeah.
That it happened.
You think about Julia Mars. Who was talking to him.
Is that who it was?
From YFF. Yeah.
Then that's what it was. See? So now I'm not as crazy as I thought.
No. Nah. It looks great with that new hair.
But you no should just wear that all the time. It's great. All right, we'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. Good morning, everybody.
A 93 Pure phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3
The Planet.
I don't get it. Oh, we're back. Good morning.
We are back.
I still don't get it. I'll stick with it. Why? Just tell me. What happened? To make you feel that way, Jimmy Jack Jackie.
I don't know, man. It's just something that happened over time.
Nine's just come out as a homosexual.
That's not true.
No.
Been out for years.
Fat Boy played a fart sound effect. And once again, Nine is matured.
See, I think it sounds funny. I just don't want to smell it.
Well, who does?
You just seem so offended by him now. You know. Farting.
Just don't want to smell them.
Why? Why?
Because it stinks,
why?
Man.
Why?
Don't have
why?
To.
Why?
Because every day on my way to work, I drive past Malden Road, all right? I get enough. I drive past it on my way to work and on my way home. And you know what? I smell it every morning.
But you will react like, even you, I don't know what it is. You used to seem to really enjoy the sounds and the humor associated with it. And I think you've just... You've grown up.
I still think like a well-timed one sounds funny. I was at a crowded bar, and there was one quiet moment, no music playing or anything. And in that one brief silent pause, Jimmy Crane lets a loud one rip.
Me,
I died laughing at that. And this was last year. This was like 6-8 months ago. I died laughing at that because it was hilariously timed.
Yeah.
It was just a funny moment. But, you know, just like, you know, farting in the office. With no ventilation, that ain't as funny to me for some reason.
But then you react as though they're going to stink.
Well, they might.
Ugh.
Ones I was having at 1 o'clock this morning sure did.
Like
rough.
What was it?
You ought to be offended too.
What did you say the other day that someone should apologize for farting or leave the room to fart?
Well, you just, I mean, you know, if you're in a room with other people, like if I'm at home in my house, it's fine. Just, you know, by myself, my dog don't seem to care. She's probably like, oh, that's nice. You had some good lunch. But, you know, if you're at work with people, then you should probably, you can step outside the room.
What? As long as we've known, like, I get if you're in a meeting with people downstairs or stuff, but if it's just the three of us in the office, you're going to.
I still don't want to sniff you, honey.
That's what he wants you to step outside. He wants you to walk outside, fart in the hall, and then come back.
What about the people in the hallway?
Well, I don't care about them. They ain't me.
I'm proud of you, Nine.
I mean, that's kind of the fun part is, you know, you got one on deck. And then you squeak it out somehow, then you can, you know, wait for people's reaction.
Right, it used to be funny when somebody'd be driving and they'd cut one to hit the child safety windows so you can't roll the windows down. That used to be funny. Yeah. Now it's like I'm gonna elbow your window and break it so I can get some air.
Why? Like the other day, Fatboy ripped one in the office and you like cussed him out strong.
I know. It was.
Well, it's because between me and him, there's nothing but he's up by the wall, and I'm the only thing in the way. And his are known to have some odor to them. He didn't have to like, go right on top of me.
Sorry. I farted.
Goodness.
I'm shocked, man.
I mean, there's situations where you don't have the means to get away from it, where you don't have the means to step away. But then there are times when you do have the means to step away and not victimize those around you.
You know how far we are in the back corner? It's just easier to fart instead of walk out and then I'm just walking out because you want me to.
Oh, it's 8 steps. I don't know.
Like you wouldn't walk out.
I walk out all the time.
You'd rip it and think it was funny.
No, I usually walk out to do it. Just because I got to be moving about to, you know, to get them out.
Well, you could just walk around the corner and then open the door and do it on the staircase.
Now, that's too much work.
Come on, it's not that far.
That's too much.
Super punishment.
That's what we should do is get a gas mask and just take turns farting into it if Nine loses for his super punishment.
Well, Clemson's not going to let that happen to me.
Oh. I know, man. It's kind of odd to...
Maybe we should just get a fan for the office. We can aim it at the door.
It's not that often. It's just
no,
like...
No, it isn't that often. I'm proud of everybody for that.
But do you like, you get, I don't know, man, you get really, really freaky about it in a way that you never used to.
Yeah, I just really don't want to smell them anymore.
They don't stink.
Sometimes they do. Not always, which, again, good job, but sometimes they do.
I wish I could right now.
Especially Fatboy over there with gallbladders going out on them. They're going to have some stink on them, man.
Goodness.
Remember the fun days when we used to, like, you had to fart, you just grab the mic and just rip it right on the air? Those were the fun days.
Oh, like into it.
Those were great.
Yeah, like right into the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, it was nasty.
That was a fun time.
But, you know, like
Those are all Fatboy from his phone he's playing right now.
I guess I'm just a tougher nut to crack on that front now. Like, it has to be, like, really well-timed or really funny sounding. Mm-hmm. Or something has to be, so like, Miss South Carolina needs to be knocking on the door. Or something needs to go with it.
The shame.
Because, I mean, at 35, I have experienced literally millions of poots. So the same joke for the 58 millionth time is not as funny as it was the first 56 million times.
If you're in the bathroom and somebody walks in and then for some reason he knows it's me walking in.
This is about slam the door through the wall, I can tell.
And then he's, are you about to blank? Are you about to blank and blank? Mother blank, 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 I'm here. Like, you're doing the same thing.
I'm messing with you when you do that, man. I'm just having fun. I don't mean that.
I wish I could go right now.
That's why I'm like, oh, God, I better hurry up and get out of here. That's what it's for. I'm just joking, like old man jokes.
What if I asked you to pull my finger first? Would that be in the comedic fun way?
Now, if we still got people in on backstage pass and you still had them crack your back, I'd laugh like hell at that. That's funny.
There's no windows in here to open up.
I know, but it's still funny. It makes
I should ask him to go outside and pull my back.
No, I said you could do that and I'll laugh at it because that's funny. But just hiking a leg up and letting one rip with no other effect to it is, you know, like, give me a show.
Yeah.
I want a show.
What? I don't know where my donkey's at.
I want to be entertained here. I want some popcorn. No, I don't.
If Fatboy went and sat on your lap for a funny little crazy Instagram picture and farted on your lap, would you strike him in the face?
Now, that'd be funny. He would have just got me on that one.
I'd have to sit there for like a half hour, though.
It's just sitting in a chair and hiking your leg is not that funny, but getting somebody like sitting on their lap or, hey, man, pop my back, that's still funny.
Okay, good to know.
I can't remember the last time somebody did it in here.
I need some production with my fart humor is what I'm saying.
I mean, it used to be a ton every day.
I don't eat fast food like I used to anymore. Bananas and almonds don't give me farts.
And that's true. None of us have it like we used to. No. Not a one of us.
Mm-mm. Don't you miss it.
Except Paige is worse than ever.
Don't you miss when you smelled burnt carpet and hair and you knew where it came from?
No, I don't at all.
There was kind of a fun little thing. You know.
Again, I drive by Malden Road twice a day. I'm good.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Well, he lives in Piedmont, that's why.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
at least we know the parameters of it.
There's got to be some guidelines to poot humor.
Yeah, he needs the new level. You've got to entertain him. That's hard to do. Like musical farts.
We're not getting the true Jimmy right now. He's very, very anti-farty. You don't understand. We're getting the fun on the radio, Jimmy. Like, he cussed Fatboy so hard in the office.
Well, that was a huge, that wasn't just like a little toot, man. That wasn't a poot. That was like an elephant ripped one.
Oh, goodness.
That was like a Jabba the Hutt poot.
I could see that with the smell afterwards.
I mean, I could see if it was like, you know, just his workspace, like it said Nine's office on the door, but it's all the bars to fart in.
It's a shared space.
We should take a vote after each fart and act, you know, say if we, you know.
Put the cards up.
Yeah.
We should have a vote every time somebody wants. But I do laugh when they're funny. It's just hiking a leg up. That don't entertain me. That's you had a chance at a joke and you just were too lazy. You just hike your leg up and let it go.
Oh, wow. Too cultured. Too well read now.
It's a different threshold.
I need Broadway fart humor.
What about vomit humor? You into that still?
Vaudeville.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm still into some sick stuff.
I know!
But watching the videos don't mean I have to smell it, okay? Like, that picture I sent you earlier, I don't have to smell that picture.
Like, you showed me a video the other day of a lady punching a guy in the testicles over and over again.
Yeah.
That's acceptable.
It was with her knee. That was a good one.
She was just going to town, like, over and over on the guy. It was rough.
How about the one I just watched?
I know, that one was rough.
What
but
was
again,
that?
Don't have to. You want to see it?
I don't know.
Is this going to make me reflex?
You'll laugh.
You can handle it.
Okay. Yeah.
Can't say what
if
it is.
If you have kids, you can handle this.
I can describe it?
You probably could. I couldn't.
Nah, I wouldn't describe it, man. It's in that stuff we can't describe.
He's already turned away.
He already turned.
I didn't know you could go in that position.
You know, that's why they're going to take the internet from us. Uh-huh. Is you sit there and you watch a video. You know what, Jimmy? I don't need to see it anymore.
It grossed them out.
They come
she took
on.
It to the night. It's a lot.
Yeah,
too.
I don't want to see it anymore. It's a beautiful, let's not go that far. Attractive lady.
She's good looking.
Naked, walks in front of the camera, and then you don't realize that the camera's actually on the back of a toilet and then things happen.
Yeah, bad things happen.
Now, if you did that in front of him, he'd flip out. He wouldn't even film it or laugh. He'd be mad.
Yeah, it's like farting's just too tame. You have to do something crazy over the top to get Jimmy to pop for it.
But what's next? He's going to stop cussing next.
That's not true, never.
I mean, there's got to be something after this.
No, I mean, I can't think anything.
Are you a fart Nazi?
I've become one.
Hmm.
That's sad, man.
It is sad. It's down they go, one by one.
That's the only way we bonded.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Y'all can't be friends anymore.
Y'all don't laugh when I burp, you know.
How does your new friend Adam feel about farting, fat boy?
Oh, that's a good question.
Do you even know?
Adam.
Yeah.
He rips it every day.
Dude, fat boy had to remember who the hell Adam
right?
was.
That was funny.
He still doesn't know.
He's just
you could be making
along.
Up a name for all I know.
He's just playing along. Look at him.
Talk about old Texas Keto.
The Texas Keto.
Yeah.
That's what I call him.
Your new friend, and you don't even know his name.
Man, we got to build up to it. We can't just start off with, here's your name and here's my name.
Building a relationship.
Do you know how he feels about farting?
Oh, he's the worst.
He's the worst at it? Or?
You think I'm bad. You should see his.
Yeah.
The keto farts are the worst.
All right. Let's take a break.
Lose weight, though.
More Rise Guys right after this. Thank you.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:46, about 15 minutes away. Another chance for you to win $1,000 with the P1 payoff.
Yeah, man. $1,000 an hour going all day long to what? 5 o'clock, Matt, man?
That's right.
You can text. Go ahead.
Till 5 o'clock today, yes.
You can text those winning words to 72881 to win that.
That's right. What is it?
I was just reading a funny text about farts.
Yeah.
Because Boobs McGee said that, you know, she and her mate were both served. So they have a hand signal when it's about to get real bad. I guess you learn a hand signal in the Army when you're about to get gassed or whatever. I don't know because I only processed.
I don't know.
But, I mean, just imagine if I gave Nine a hand signal, I'm about to go, and then he told me to go outside anyway.
Well, what does that mean? Like if they get, let's say Boobs gives the sign to her spouse and says, you know, the hand gesture, does that mean this is why I'm leaving the room to go fart, or I need you to leave the room to go fart? Because I've heard so many people that are in relationships over the years that have this whole, maybe it's a spoken rule, maybe it's not, I don't know, but they go out of the room when they have to fart. I don't want to live life with anybody who I have to go excuse myself to fart.
Maybe the hand signal, like if Feb will give me a hand signal, maybe I jump in a foxhole.
Oh, yes. What if I'm messing with him and I want him to come closer? I mean, it's like that lady who made her husband go to the gas station, remember?
Yeah.
To use the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's extreme.
Imagine what he's got to do to fart. Who wants to live like that?
I think the rules got to be different at the house, right?
Yep. Got to be. I'm not going outside.
Hell no.
I'm trying not to do it at home. That's a resolution.
I'm going outside if I got to pee, man.
You're trying not to fart at home as a resolution?
Yeah, I'm trying not to as much, man. Sometimes it was a lot. It was rough.
Got gross.
It was too much.
Did you think that's why you were having a hard time making friends?
Might have been. Oh, my God, I fart too much.
Yeah, so that you haven't talked to that guy at all. The whole big thing we did for you the other day, half hour of radio.
Yeah, I was going to text him. And just got busy, man.
What'd you get busy doing?
I don't know.
Watching football?
I can't remember like a list. Like I can't run down to you guys what I've done the past.
How busy were you? Because we were texting about football games for 2 days.
Well, you, yeah, but I don't like. I text you guys and maybe you know my wife and one other person. Like
Fat Boy never starts the conversations on the group text either.
No, he doesn't.
It's always he'll just respond. The one good thing about Fat Boy though is he won't just ignore the text like Nine does. Fat Boy at least hold it down and give you a laugh or a ha-ha or an exclamation mark or a question mark.
You know what? His are covering mine up is what that is.
Oh, boy.
I love that little button. Yeah, Nine will sit there and look at it for days. All right. Well, I guess it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
Start down. But I'll get with the guy. He wants to come in one day. You know, we got somebody coming in Friday. Can't book him this week. Maybe the week after. But I guess I got to talk to him.
We're going to meet him at the same time you do for the first time?
Well, I feel like I should talk to him probably before he comes in.
Ask him how he feels about farts.
I'm going to have to. There's a lot of stuff we got to go over. I know he's a gun guy. He might be, you know, pro-Trump. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, does that matter to you?
What if he's pulling for LSU tonight?
Oh, boy.
Will you end the friendship now?
God, you know, if we're already behind the eight ball like this, what's the point of being friends?
I mean, you don't have to talk about politics.
No, we don't. But you got to talk about something, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
don't talk about war. See, that's the thing. You don't want to be, you say you don't want to be friends with us because if we hang out socially, it'll all be work talk. But if you're friends with a P1, don't you think they're just going to ask you a bunch of questions about the show?
Probably.
Yeah, that happens.
You're not going to talk about it.
That's annoying as hell.
And you have to have some common ground, either farts or the show or something that you
that's
have.
That's what
in
I
common.
Look at with all friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if he's a sports fan, he's like, hey, I like sports. We can talk about sports. I'm going to expect him to know as much as me.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, I'm like, you don't know anything, dude.
Well, you know a lot. You're setting the bar pretty high for a new friend there.
I know. It's just so much stuff to go over. But, you know, he lives close, so that's a selling point.
Mm-hmm.
I could get back into drinking beer. Like, I would. I would like to. I miss doing it. But I couldn't do it because I instant diarrhea. Well, so I figured if I eat better and then I lose some weight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see.
I thought somehow having a friend to drink with was going to prevent the diarrhea.
I was looking at that like, man, I'd like to go back to beer. That's awesome. I'd just like to get the buzz again.
Do me a favor, feed me cheese while I get drunk.
I'm like, if you don't drink for a while, maybe it's like you never drank before. Like when you're 15 and you started drinking.
Yeah.
Maybe you get that first buzz again where it doesn't take as much.
Oh, yeah. Like if you don't get high for a long time, then you smoke something and you feel it. Like,
smoke something.
Because for, for some reason, when you were growing up and you started drinking, you're like, I gotta binge and drink a ton so I look cool. But that's the wrong way to go about it.
Well, yeah.
You should just have a few. So if I can get now to a point to where I just have a few and get a buzz and not mess my pants.
Drink responsibly?
I'd go back to beer.
Well, how many beers does it take to get you buzzed, though, fat boy? Because used to, you would drink a case of beer and still walk around with no stagger.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Fat Boy put down 18 beers, man.
That's what I did last time.
It was nothing.
It was 16 last time.
Well, that's why you get diarrhea from 18 beers at a time.
You
well,
drink that much of any liquid, it's going to come out.
It is.
That was like the max out where I'm like, let me see what I can still do now.
Poor liver.
And then that just, you didn't get a buzz. You kind of got a nauseous feeling. But there was no hangover. I'm talking about now, if I had a few, ooh, I'm on the clock. But I figured that was because I'm already overweight, and if I lose the weight where I'm not going as much,
yeah,
I can tell my bathroom habits now have not been as bad.
That's good. That's a good feeling.
The past couple weeks.
Not using as much toilet paper?
Just not going as much.
Far less.
Not as messy.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had any grease. So I'm like, okay, I would lose some weight, and I'll get back to drinking a little bit. Because even socially, it's fun. It kind of sucks that you sit out and – I went to dinner and had one beer, but everybody else was drinking. I'm like, this is kind of fun. If we could just drink and talk, and then not everybody's looking at getting sloshed or puking on each other.
I know.
It's a fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called being grown, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of – when you grow up, you don't always go out and drink to get just tore the blank up. You might just have a couple sometimes. It's kind of nice.
But you have to know, like, if you're going to or not. Like on New Year's Eve, I Ubered from the jump because I knew.
You're responsible.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I was planning.
Yeah.
To get ass hammered.
Yeah.
That's just fun, man. If I could go back and tell myself, look, you don't have to drink 6-8 beers in a row.
Maybe the thing with Fat Boy where he gets diarrhea from drinking beer. Maybe that's why they call it ass hammered.
Yeah.
God, it might.
It
be.
Is
blank faced.
Yeah, I'm on Wikipedia right now.
Oh yeah.
That's where it's derived from.
We got the origin just like that. Then. Yeah,
it's awful. Gaelic. It comes from Gaelic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gaelic.
Boy.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I should be a good friend and catch up with this guy or text him once.
Can you just drink, though? Like, I find myself, like, I can't just sit and drink. I have to, like, I can't sit and watch a movie or watch a football game or something drinking because it makes me sleepy. But if I'm up, moving around, throwing darts
axes
or cornholing or that other thing where you try to flip the rope onto the sticks.
Cornholing or that game where you throw the bean bags at the holes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That or escaping rooms or any of that. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Or even sitting around a campfire, but just sitting and drinking, it makes me sleepy.
Yeah, to me, that's what drinking is.
I have to do something socially. I need to be seeing a band perform or something.
Or at least socializing with people, hanging out, talking to them, standing in a semicircle, having conversation.
Right.
Wouldn't the band ruin it, though?
No.
Don't you consider going to, like, a nice little, maybe there's some slow, soft music in the background.
We ain't old now.
They feel like if I'm yelling, like, what? I can't hear you because this guy's trying to figure out how to play guitar.
You wait for it. Yeah, I mean it's a give take kind of thing.
Plus, if you're worried about, do you have 4 hours worth of conversation? It's nice to see the band play for a little while and break up talking about whatever.
I guess it depends. I see it as a leisure activity. I can't get up and walk around and do all this stuff.
Yeah, you're not into a guy's night kind of thing.
I mean, those would be fun if you could watch, like instigate between other people. I hate to God I missed the last one that happened when all the stuff went down. That would have been fun to watch.
I'll tell you what was that. Now that would have been fun for you to watch because you're a dick. But what was fun was when we played Giant Jenga with Dash Wilder and Catawba Angler.
That was fun.
That was fun as hell.
Yeah, that was a good time.
That was a good drinking activity, drinking beer, playing Giant Jenga with
but
Dash.
I got to be doing something. I can't just sit and do it. Because I don't like just sitting there just talking.
Yeah.
That is so weird about me, I know. But I hate when you just sit there and it hits that lull and then somebody says, they're just looking for something to talk about.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, what do you think about Clemson LSU?
Right.
I went out.
Like, if we got nothing to talk about, let's just head to the house.
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty good at talking about whatever you want to talk about. We have that skill between the four of us in the room here.
Yep.
But
not socially, though.
No.
I don't.
But, I went out Friday evening for a little bit. And the first half hour I was there, I was getting like the Chris Farley interviewing celebrities on SNL bit. Hey, man, you remember that time? After 30 minutes of being out, I'm like, all right, this sucks. I want to go home now.
What about when people bring other people up to you? Like, hey, here's Matt Man. And they're like, oh, okay, well, here's three or four people that, you know, you got to entertain now.
Hey, how you doing? I mean, I'm happy to say hey.
You got to talk to all of them. They expect a show. Talk, Matt, man. Why aren't you talking to me?
Hey, I got my phone out. Say golly for me real quick.
You ain't really him. Say something like you say on the radio.
Golly.
Oh, man, it's him. I'm telling you. It's him. Here's a picture. Let me stand in front of you.
Look, he's got a mole on his ass. I know it's him.
Let me call my mama. Will you talk to her?
Show me back surgery scars. She'll think it's you then.
Oh, no.
Is that nine over there? Oh, no. Go fart and see if he hits you. See if he cusses you out like a dog if you fart near him. Oh, man. All right. We have $1,000 to give away here in a moment. Fat Boy will give you a keyword. When you hear it, text it. It's 72881, and it could be your big day to win you $1,000 with the P1 payoff. It's the Rise Guys, guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Good to hear it in the morning when you're driving to work.
It just goes over the edge.
It's great. It's great chemistry. I love the humor.
The Rise Guys. Weekday morning.
93.3 to Planet.
The Planet rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.